All right, guys, in today's political news, former Texas Congressman Beto O'Rourke raised $6.1 million.
Oh, boy.
That's a lot of money in your first 24 hours of announcing that you're going to run for president. Yeah.
Whoa.
That is the largest announced first day haul by any 2020 Democratic hopeful, and he is outpacing his rivals. Beto was in Detroit and had a town hall meeting. Also, word has it that Beto is possibly going to hire Jen O'Malley Dillon. Now, if that name does sound familiar to you, she was President Barack Obama's deputy campaign manager back in 2012, Steve.
What's her name?
Her name is Jen O'Malley Dillon.
Jen O'Malley. Nobody with them names.
Jen O'Malley Dillon.
Yeah, O'Malley. Mm-hmm. O'Malley's normally a police officer. Most O'Malley's.
Yeah, Irish.
Yeah. Irish. Yeah.
Well, mm-hmm. But he raised that a lot of money in a day.
In a day.
He did, yeah. So that means he has a lot of people that believe in him, mm-hmm. which is good.
He says his campaign is for the people. Well, a lot of people in donating as well then.
Unlike the current president.
Oh, yeah. Trump probably envies him.
Yeah. Well, that's a good thing. I mean, that's a good start because you need money. But just because you can raise a lot of money doesn't mean you're going to make a great president. But, that's a great start. That's a great start. Yeah.
He's going to get a lot of traction if he don't make any mistakes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think the people who are going to get the most traction if they don't mistakes is
Kamala Harris.
I think she'll make the most noise. I know Beto O'Rourke will.
Mm-hmm. Bernie.
Joe Biden, if he gets in. Bernie Sanders could have been president, man.
Biden on the way, partner. Mm-hmm. Trust me.
Well, meanwhile, Steve, Democratic Senator Elizabeth Warren was in Jackson, Mississippi last night. She was on the campus of Jackson State University, and she was embracing her underdog role. She distinguishes herself as a capitalist, while Bernie Sanders, of course, runs a Democratic socialist campaign. Warren wants to fight the rise of white nationalism, and last night, a student asked her, well, take a listen.
How do you respond to people who think that, regardless of the underlying facts, the way you handled the question of your Native American heritage was tone-deaf, offensive, and indicative of a lack of presidential tact?
Well, you know, I grew up in Oklahoma. I learned about my family from my family. And based on that, that's just kind of who I am. And I do the best I can with it. You know, there was an investigation. Nothing I ever did or my family played any role in any job I ever got. But I'll tell you this, I have now done 38 town halls in Massachusetts last year, and this is my 32nd town hall since January. And what I've discovered is that people care a lot about what's happening to their lives every single day and what touches them, like housing and education and with health care. That's the kind of reason that I'm in this fight, and I'm going to stay in this fight. And I'll tell you this, I'm going to fight it from the heart every inch of the way. I'll do my best.
Okay.
All right.
And Senator Warren was also asked this question by a participant.
My question is, Mississippi is a deeply red state and one of the poorest states in the country. Yet many white poor and working class citizens continue to vote against their economic interests. What message, if any, do you have that may resonate with them, that may encourage them to vote for you?
So thank you for the question, Christopher. Look, this is how I see it. Washington is working great. It's working fabulously for giant drug companies. It's just not working for people who are trying to get a prescription filled. It's working great for big oil companies that want to drill everywhere. It's just not working for people who see climate change bearing down upon us. It's working great for giant financial institutions and for payday lenders. It's just not working great for people who are living paycheck to paycheck. Tired of a Washington that works for the rich and the powerful. I want a Washington that works for the rest of America. That's why I'm in this fight. And I'm believe on that Democrats, independents, and Republicans, they know a scam when they see it. And they see a Washington working for those guys. I think they're ready to get in the fight and get a Washington and a country that works for the rest of America. Thank you.
Wow. Senator Elizabeth Warren at her town hall meeting yesterday in Jackson, Mississippi at Jackson State University. So she's in the race. She is in the race. Yeah.
Very much so.
And a woman. And that's good. I like it.
We'll see who gets the Democratic nominee because that's a lot of them.
Yeah. Yeah,
we got 35 now.
We have on a good day.
Yeah, 35.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
It's going to be interesting.
Yeah, it will. I mean, the important thing, I think, is who can beat Trump, right, Steve?
I think that's it. You know what I mean? That's how they're going to base their pick on. But, you know, I mean, man, if we don't pay very close attention to this Electoral College vote, he could be president again. We got to pay attention to that.
Yeah. Yeah, we got to educate ourselves. There's time now before the primaries, before all of this. You know, this is the time to start educating ourselves and all of that. So I hope we do that, and I hope we show up. Right. And we know that black women will be there. We know that.
Yeah, Elizabeth Warren, she called for an end of the Electoral College last night
she did.
In Jackson, Mississippi.
Because it's crazy, man.
Yeah. She did.
It's not. Yes. The Electoral College vote was created for states way back Civil War period. And that was created to give them the same voting power as northern states. So that's it.
All right. Well, you just got to vote. That's right. Coming up at the top of the hour, you guys are going to talk some basketball, sports talk, coming up right after this.